This CD is by Ronald LaFay on meditation techniques that can help you in everyday life. Everyone can visualize. Some people think they can't, but they really can. If you can even visualize yourself getting to work and how you got home and the path thereof, you're visualizing. You're just making it too hard when you think a lot. One thing I do not want is I don't want anybody ever listening to this CD while driving in the car. It is very relaxing, it's very soothing, and it could help after a good day's work, but once you're home and you can relax without being in danger of crashing. Okay, the first thing I want you to do is prepare yourself for this moment. That is, come prepared to sit and relax in a place that is not disturbed, where the phone's not gonna ring without the kids coming and knocking on the door. Just find a spot that you feel comfortable. It could be in a high back chair from the kitchen. It can be a lazy boy chair. It can even be in bed, just where you feel comfortable. Now that you have that, I also would suggest that you get a pen and paper and put it really close to you, because a lot of times when you are meditating, great ideas can come and you may want to pull yourself out and jot something down. So get the pen and paper. Now we're going to start with a relaxation technique. I want you to get in your chair. I'm just going to assume that you're laying on your bed. You can do this right before you go to bed, right before you go to sleep, and if you go to sleep during one of these techniques, that's fine too. So you're going to lay flat on your back, you're going to have loose-fitting clothing, and you're just going to relax. Get really relaxed, wiggle out all those little wiggles. I want you to just lay really still now. We're going to start with your feet. You're going to start with the bottom of your feet. You're going to feel them relaxing and going up to your ankles. Your whole foot from the bottom of your feet, your toes, the top of your feet, all the way up to your ankles is now relaxing. Now while you're relaxing your feet and you're just kind of getting used to the fact that you're relaxing, I want you to visualize a big white light. A white light that comes and fills all the space around you. It is encompassing your whole body. Your toes, your head, everything is within the white light. The white light represents what you see as the great creator. It can be God, it can be Asna, it can be Buddha. Whatever you see as the great creator, your God, this is where this light comes from, and it surrounds you and it protects you. Now take a deep breath in, let it out through your mouth, relax. We're going to go back to our feet now. Now that they are relaxed, we're going to go up and we're going to tighten our toes as tight as we possibly can. And you're going to go tight, 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 even tighter. And while you're doing that as tight as you possibly can, you're going to take in a deep breath through your nose. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Relax. Let your toes and your feet relax. Just breathe normally. Relax. Feel your feet, how heavy they are. Now we're going to go from your ankles up to your knees. We're going to go tight, 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 as tight as you can, a little bit tighter, come on, a little bit tighter. Then you're going to take in a deep breath, hold it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now you're going to relax and let that breath out. Take in another deep breath, let it out. Feel the energy from your knees all the way out through your feet, just heavy and relaxed. Very, very relaxed. Now you're going to go from your knees all the way up to your waist. All the way up to your waist, your butt, everything tight, tight, tight. The genitalia, everything tight, tight. Come on, tighter than that. Tight, tight, tight. Deep breath. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Relax, let it out. Now relax. From the waist down, you're so relaxed. It's becoming one with the bed, one with the chair, whatever you're sitting in, it's becoming one. You're very, very relaxed. You're going to move up and you're going to go into your torso. We're going to start with our reproductive organs, and we're going to go into our bladder and our bowels, and we're going to feel them tighten, and our liver and our kidneys, our stomach, all of those things in the lower parts of our body. Name them out in your mind. Feel them tighten up. Take in a deep breath. Feel them tighten, tighten, tighten. We're going to hold our breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Relax. Blow out. We're going to just relax. We're going to feel those organs as they relax. Look at them one by one. Okay, now I want you to tighten up your lungs, your chest, your shoulders, your heart, your muscles, everything in the top part of your torso. Tight, tight, tight. Take in a deep breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let it out. Relax all the way down. Now your arms. Your arms, your elbows, your wrists, your hands. Tight, tight, tight. Tight, tight, tighter. That's it. Tight, tight, tight. Deep breath. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now relax and let out the breath. Relax. From the neck down, you should be as heavy as a stone and light as a feather, both at the same time. You should feel as if you could float to the ceiling, but very heavy in body. Very relaxed. Breathing normally. Don't forget to breathe. Just relax. If you feel a spot that is still a little tight, now is the time to focus on that part. Tighten it up. Take the deep breath. Hold it. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Relax it. Take in another deep breath. Let it out. If this needs to be repeated, go ahead. So the next thing you're going to do is your head from the neck up. We're going to tighten. Don't forget the back of your head. Don't forget your face, your ears. Remember to think of your tongue and your teeth and your throat and your voice box and your nose and your sinuses and your eyeballs and your ears and the inner parts of your ears and your brain and all the wonderful things your brain can do. And we're going to take in a deep breath. Hold it and tighten all those things up and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let it out. Relax. Very, very relaxed. Your entire body is just relaxed. Listen to the music for just a second. Don't forget to breathe. Whole body is relaxed. We're going to visualize. Don't let this scare you. Just relax. We're going to see a white room with white walls. Nothing on the walls but white. The ceiling's white. The walls are white. The floor is white. The floor has shag carpet in it. It is white, and you feel your toes wiggle in the white shag carpet. There's two chairs sitting in the end of the room. Both of them are white, they're round, they look very soft, very comfortable. You sit in one. You feel the light of the Holy Spirit, that you call God, wrapping their arms around you. You feel loved and at peace and protected. You just lay there in the chair, relaxing, taking in the beauty of the light. On the other end of the room is a set of double French doors. They're open. There's white cotton curtains on each door, blowing in a little slight breeze. The curtains are white. The doors are white. And outside is the most beautiful garden you have ever seen. As the doors bring in the fresh breeze, you can smell the beautiful flowers and the blooming trees. It's the most beautiful colors you have ever seen. They are vibrant in color. You can hear the birds, the crickets, the frogs. You can hear them out beyond the door. You can hear a waterfall or a fountain. It's running water ever so softly. You smell the breeze, you feel it on your face. It's warm, yet welcoming and refreshing. It is love. Now, you are going to ask that your spirit guide come and join you in the room. You ask that they come and visit with you. Notice who walks in. Is it man or is it woman? What color is their hair? How are they dressed? They come in, they sit next to you in the chair that is provided. You ask them their name. Now their mouth may move, but it's not necessary. You can understand everything they are saying, and they can you. However, sometimes we want to see their lips move so that it makes it more real for us. That's fine too. They will do that for us. Also, it sometimes sounds like our voice, and that's okay because sometimes these human bodies, that's the only thing the mind can adjust to. But soon you will see that their personality will come through, and you will know that it is really them and not your imagination. It is real. At this point, you can also ask deceased loved ones to come in and talk to you. You can ask your guide and your loved ones questions. You can ask them which direction you should go. This is a wonderful place for you to meditate to, for help from God, from Jesus, from Buddha. You can ask them to come to sit and visit with you. Now this room can also be converted into a healing room. I want you to visualize the white walls turning into a very beautiful crystal blue. It's going to be very, very light. And it radiates from the walls, and there is a gurney in the middle of the room. I want you to visualize yourself laying on this gurney with a white sheet draped across you. Get yourself on the gurney and relax. Once you're on the gurney, look up at the sky. There is no ceiling in this room. It is sky. There is a beautiful rainbow that shoots over the room high into the sky. And each color from the rainbow comes down in a beam of light and runs across your body. One at a time, like a light show. Every beam has energy that is filling your body full of tingling energy. It is healing each and every cell in your body. If you know of an ailment, if you need a specific cure in a specific place, visualize the green light going into that part of your body. Feel it feeding that part of your body, regenerating it, making it whole, making it function as it should. Now let the blue light scan your body. Let it start with your head. As it moves down through your brain, let it heal every cell that is misfiring. As it goes through your sinuses, allow it to heal and regenerate those cells that need energy. As it goes through your throat and down into your gut, into your lungs, through your heart, through your circulatory and all of the glands, as it goes down through the liver and the kidneys and the pancreas, as it goes down through the intestine, the small and the large, through the colon, as it goes through the bladder, as it goes through the reproductive organs, and out through the legs and down through your toes and out. Feel the regeneration happening cell by cell. Feel the pink, the red, the light of energy coming down from the rainbow, that it is healing, that it gives heat, that it gives life, abundance, and security and love. Feel it feeding every ounce of your body. Now feel the purple as it spiritually sweeps the body like a broom, brushing out any dark negative energy that is kind of hiding in there. We want it gone. It finds the deepest of crevices and brushes them out. You feel your body being lifted up and healed. And the next light is that so bright you have to close your eyes and you can still see it. It's the healing love of God. It comes in through your head, through the top of your head, and it shoots through your body with such power and energy that it revitalizes you. It regenerates. It gives life to every little piece that you have within your body. Nothing is so small that it can be missed. Everything is enveloped. Lay here within that white and feel God within you. Don't forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe during this episode. Now, I want you to visualize any person that you feel may need some healing. It could be your mother. It could be your father, your husband, your wife, your children, a neighbor, an enemy, someone that you feel needs healing. I want you to place them on the gurney. Now I want you to visualize that white light coming around them to protect them. When you look around, you have not been alone this whole time. You will notice that there are angels and there is guides all around lending their helping hand, that they are placing their hands with you on your loved one, your enemy, whoever is before you. They are giving loving light from God. I want you to visualize where this person may need help. If it's something to do because their heart is heavy, visualize their heart and or their mind. If it is a problem with their leg, visualize their leg. When you have this part of their body very clearly in front of you, I want you to visualize a pod, a seed pod, about the size of the palm of your hand, encasing this part of their body. If it's their heart, it's got their heart inside it. I want you to visualize this pod. It's brown and silky. And all of a sudden you realize that there's a little green tip and it's starting to open. And it's opening more and more and wider and wider. Don't forget to breathe. Wider until you see like a lotus flower. With this lotus flower, I want you to see the green healing light going into this lotus flower. Feed it, water it, pour out your soul of love and concern. Ask God to heal it and to feel it. Allow the person to accept it. And then as they do, envision the white light going through their body and all the seed pods and all the lotus flowers dissolving into the light till their body is one solid, perfect, beautiful light. Now be with the music for just a moment. Let them feel the healing. This sometimes will help if you call the person and let them know what you're doing, and then later ask them if they felt it. You'll be amazed at how many times they will. Now I ask that each of you know that I love you, and I hope that you love yourself, and know above all else that God loves you, the Creator loves you, that you are part of that Creator. Never sell yourself shorter than that. Know that there is nothing in this life that you can't get through. There is no judgment, that you can give this love and this energy to others. I ask that you do that. Remember that you're loved, and God bless.